that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
I'm joined by Jackie from The Beaches, and we're going to talk to Jackie first of all about your childhood. So tell us about where you grew up.
I grew up in Surrey, a lot of farmland around. I was always caught in the hayricks, getting into mischief on farms and driving tractors. So I enjoyed that.
And what's your earliest memory?
My earliest memory is when I was 7 years old, my brother was born. It's a vivid memory. And I had to ask my mother where babies came from. And I was told they came from under the gooseberry bush. But one day my mother and father went to get my brother out of his pram to give him his feed, and he wasn't there. So eventually my father said, let's go up the garden and see if Jackie's up there. And he went up the garden. Well, I was muttering, he's going back where he came from, and I was digging a hole under their gooseberry bush. And that's the most vivid memory that I have. And I got my bottom smacked for that.
What were your mum and dad like?
My father, he was an electronics engineer, and he was blown up during the war and survived it. And he spent almost a year out in South America teaching the South Americans how to do things with the aircraft after the war. So I never saw him for quite a long time, and I was a bit scared of seeing this dark-faced man come up the driveway. But he was so brown, he'd been out there for a long time. But he talked a little bit about his father and his mother, but that was about all. But I knew my grandmother anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I was the only one in the family of the children that actually knew her.
What do you think of the world today?
Every decade, everything changes, and we have to accept that. At the moment, religion is taking over such a hold in the world that it's difficult to know what to do, because whatever we do, we're going to cause a problem. And I think someone told me the other day that you can't actually sell Easter eggs with Easter written on them. And that, to me, I think is terrible, that we honour everybody else's religion in this country. But why can't we have our religion honoured as well? And that's what I think has changed so much.
How long have you been at The Beaches, number one?
I will, in August this year, coming this year, I will have been here 3 years.
And what was the best thing about coming to The Beaches for you?
Well, I came with my husband, because my husband had to come into a care home. And he refused to go into a care home unless I came with him. So we come from the south. But one of my daughters lives in Brentwood and has done for quite a few years. And she said, we'll have a look at the care home at Beaches. She looked and they said, Mum, it's good. It'll suit Dad fine. And that's how we came up.
Mm.
And we were here for a month's respite, but I'm still here. My husband died 2 years ago. So, and then it was a decision whether to stay. But I've got used to Brentwood and I love Brentwood.
Yeah.
It's everybody's so friendly, and everybody seems to know you as well when you walk into a shop.
It's an amazing place, and you've got that good cafe. Do you have a cake in the afternoon occasionally?
I try to walk past it. We had a hydration and nutrition table last week, and stood there and I read it. And I walked past and someone said to me, have you read it? I said, yes, I've read it, I've taken it all in, but now I'm going to get a cake.
Yes, I think I might get one at the end if I'm lucky. Thank you very much for chatting to me today, Jackie. It's nice to meet you. Thank you.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.